Welcome to the WealthWise Show. This program is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. Benowitz Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Listeners should consult a qualified professional before making financial decisions. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now let's get started with the WealthWise Show.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the WealthWise Show. I'm your host, Derek, and today we're going to be talking about healthcare. But before I get started, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. Today's episode is brought to you by no one. We don't have a sponsor yet, but if you'd love to sponsor us, please feel free to reach out to us at BenowitzWealth@gmail.com or thewealthwiseshow@gmail.com. But this podcast, this episode, everything we talk about is not to be construed as investment advice. We don't give advice on this channel or on this podcast. So please understand that any stocks, tickers, anything I say is not meant to be construed as investment advice. It is for educational purposes only. And so with that being said, guys, let's get into today's episode. And today I wanted to talk about healthcare, but in particular, healthcare for state employees, state of Florida employees, I should say, members in the FRS. And, you know, this is, I think, the conclusion of our FRS season or series. We're still going to talk about different FRS things, but the whole episode is not going to be surrounded by just FRS. The reason being is because there's totally other things we can talk about that will benefit people in the FRS. That's not just, you know, preparing for retirement. We want to talk about things that, you know, you can do before you even reach retirement age or when you first get started and things like that. But those topics can be used, you know, generally, not just in this niche conversation with FRS members. And so let's get back on topic. Insurance, health insurance in particular. The state of Florida has what is called the health insurance subsidy. And that is a benefit that will pay an additional monies to people who are retiring from the pension plan or investment plan to help with their health insurance. So if you go with the private, if you're not at Medicare, but if you're going with the private insurer, I believe it also for Medicare Advantage plans, I think that also applies where you can get benefits for that. But any insurance that you're paying for, essentially, that is for health insurance. You know, the state of Florida will give you a maximum of $225 towards that. So it's not a lot. I know with a lot of people who are retiring, they may be getting older and have to switch insurance carriers because the current insurance that their employer is running out. And it can be daunting because the quotes that they be getting is high. And, you know, it's like, well, how am I going to pay for this? And so the state of Florida understands that, and they're trying to lessen it, even though it's a max of $225, and that's if you stayed employed for 30 years. That's something. It's better than nothing. So, like I said, what is the benefit? Well, like I said, it gives you an additional monies towards health insurance, so that way you can pay your health insurance, even if, you know, let's say you do, I'm going to say 225 because that's the max, and most people I know work 30 years, but that's something better than nothing, guys. Who's eligible? The people who are eligible for this subsidy is going to be members, FRS members, who have 6 years of service, and so they're eligible for that. And so after your 6 years of service, then, you know, you're eligible to start contributing to the HIS, the health insurance subsidy. And you can, both plans, retirement plans, the pension plan and the investment plan, you can have this service credited as well. And to get those benefits, you know, you must meet the normal retirement eligibility under the pension plan. and you must satisfy the same eligibility like the pension plan if you're in the investment plan. So basically, if you're in the investment plan, you have to be retired or terminated. Both are the same. I don't mean like get fired, but retired or terminated. And then with the investment plan, you have to have taken a distribution that's not a MRD or RDM, minimum required distribution. And you must not be part of any employee in the FRS, and you must fill out the HRS form and submit it within the first 6 months of your distribution or retirement. So they give you a little grace period where, you know, they give you about 6 months to fill out this form, because I know a lot of people forget about it or they don't do it. But after that 6 months, let's say you were like, oh man, it's been 7 months. Well, they're only going to backdate it for 6 months. And so that additional month you're not going to get. And so it's really important that you speak with retirement professionals, not just people who are trying to sell you something, but people who are actually trying to build a plan that encompasses everything that you would need to be taken care of in retirement. That is extremely, extremely important. And so those are the requirements and how you get it. And I told you how much the maximum is, which is $225. So for the making sure the coverage is acceptable, it has to be, health insurance, cancer, accident, disability, dental, vision, Medicare, Part A, Part B, military, health coverage, or TRICARE, coverage through Medicaid or medically needy programs, Health of the Brotherhood does not qualify. So Medicaid don't qualify, medical needy programs don't qualify, Health of the Brotherhood does not qualify. So it looks like Medicare Part A and Part B or TRICARE is covered. Then, you know, your regular private insurances are covered as well. And so if you are doing Medicare, you must submit a clarification form, HIS-IP-2, with proof, meaning your Medicare card or insurance policy. And that form, you know, the state should send you, or you could go to your HR department and then they can provide that form for you as well. And the next thing is really important. So if you were to pass away and, you know, you're still getting HRS, only your spouse named as the beneficiary is eligible to receive the HRS. So any other beneficiaries are not eligible. And I shouldn't have to mention this, but, you know, we live in times where things change. I'm recording this in October 2025. So the subsidy is contingent on continual Florida legislation approval, meaning Florida has to continue to approve this benefit for its employees. And so, you know, if you're listening to this in 2026, 2027, 2028, even shoot, we're still in October 2025, December 2025, who knows, it is subject to change. So, you know, it is a great benefit that, like I said, a lot of people either overlook, forget, or don't know. And hopefully this will provide some insight on the best way to make sure you stay covered medically, especially going into retirement. That is extremely, extremely important. So, guys, this is a short one, sweet one. We're at, 8 minutes and some change, or 9 minutes and some change. Thank you for joining me today on the Wealthwise Show. I've been your host, Derek. And until next time, stay wealthwise.